I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, definitely not now, approaching its conclusion, John. We are witnessing on Capitol Hill a real seismic shift in the direction of this trial. It was thought this morning that by the end of the day we'd have a verdict in the trial, that everything was going to wrap up after the defense finished presenting its evidence yesterday. There were questions and answers for both sides last night from members of the Senate. But then overnight, some extraordinary developments here, with fresh reporting about a telephone call that occurred between the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, and Donald Trump on the afternoon of January the 6th, as the invasion of the Capitol took place. A very contentious telephone call, according to one Republican congresswoman, who says that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, told her all about the phone call after it ended, and indicated that in the call, President Trump had expressed far more support for the protesters ransacking the building on Capitol Hill than he expressed for those members of Congress running for their lives, or indeed for Vice President Mike Pence, who at the time was being taken off by the Secret Service for his own safety as a marauding mob of Donald Trump's supporters rampaged through the building, vowing to find him and to execute him. To everyone's amazement, this morning, the Democrats decided that they wanted to subpoena, in other words, to compel the Republican congresswoman, who says she knows the details of this call, to provide evidence as a witness at the trial. That led to absolute uproar on the floor of the Senate, fury by the ambulance-chasing lawyer that Donald Trump has hired to represent him, Michael Van Devine, a man who has exhibited over the last few minutes absolutely no understanding whatsoever of how this process operates, how the Senate works. He's furiously indicated that if a witness is going to be deposed in the case, it must take place in his law office in Philadelphia. That brought cackles of laughter from members of the Senate who were just bemused by his presentation. It also brought a threat by Republicans who say if one witness is going to be subpoenaed by the Democrats, they plan to compel 100 witnesses to testify, including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, the Mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, whom they want to question about what they did on the day of the insurrection and why they didn't call for more security backup for the building earlier. The whole thing was put to a vote. Five Republicans crossed lines to join the Democrats, 55-45. There will now be witnesses at this trial. Those five Republicans, by the way, included Senator Lindsey Graham, who initially voted no but then changed his vote to yes once he could see that it was inevitable that witnesses were going to be called. And so we are now into no man's land as we wait to see how long it's going to take before the first witness, the Republican congresswoman, can possibly be deposed. I mean, all of this indicates there absolutely won't be a verdict in this trial today. This thing could drag drag on now for a very long time if the Republicans indeed are serious about deposing 100 witnesses in the president's defense. I think it also means that Donald Trump suddenly finds himself in very complicated legal waters, and he definitely does not have the lawyers available to him who can possibly navigate this process. He is going to have to go out there and find lawyers who can navigate this in a manner that doesn't cause even more embarrassment to themselves than the president's frankly incapable and lacking in competence legal team have already caused. So we're into a new chapter of all of this. It's not wrapping up. It's going to go on for a good long while. There could be all sorts of surprises on the way. And, you know, ironically, all of this is happening just an hour after the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, indicated that he was going to vote to acquit President Trump on purely procedural grounds. He indicated that it was a close call, but he appeared to be giving cover to other Republicans to join that vote to acquit. But suddenly, we're in a new ball game here.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.